أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم كثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى. صدق الله العظيم. From time to time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incidents of different Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam in the Quran Kareem, and in many instances Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam directly with regards to these incidents. And amongst the reasons, one reason is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam experienced difficulty in Makkah Mukarramah, and even to a great extent in Medina Munawwara also, but persecution at the levels that were continuing in Makkah Mukarramah were becoming difficult to bear and tolerate by Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So from time to time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the incidents of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam of the past to give a glimpse of the difficulties that they had also gone through. But there is also no doubt in the fact that our Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam had gone through the most difficulties amongst all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and says, وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى, and has the incident, the story, the narration of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam reached you? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one aspect of the incident of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. إِذْ رَآ نَارًا فَقَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا, when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had seen fire and he asked his family to stay, in other words to remain where they are. Now when we go quickly through the incident of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam to understand which part of the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is being discussed over here. We know that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was born in Misr, he was born in Egypt, and then Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, because of a case that was placed against Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, he had to leave Misr, he had to leave Egypt, and Musa alayhi salatu wassalam traveled into the lands of Madian. In the lands of Madian was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam remained there for a period of 8 or 10 years. There Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam married the daughter of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam, and now that period of time had elapsed, 8 to 10 years, and Musa alayhi salatu wassalam requested that he takes leave and come back to Egypt, perhaps also by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever the case may be, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam now travels a very long, a very difficult route. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, in certain narrations, he's wife is pregnant and she is close to giving birth to the child. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam leaves on an unfamiliar road, a road that is not utilized all the time. The darkness of the night becomes evident, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam travels now with his family. There are some narrations that there was some attendant with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, but Musa alayhi salatu wasalam travels and he is not sure of the road, or he loses track of the road. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, in this manner now, his wife on the one hand, she is in that state of almost giving birth. On the other hand, the darkness of the night, the danger of the night, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is not sure of the road. It is at this time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this incident of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. إِذْ رَآ نَارًا, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam sees the fire. فَقَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا, he tells his family to stay behind, to remain where they are, and he says to them that I have seen a fire. And the objective of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was twofold. That on the one hand, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam himself was trying to light up a fire with flint, that was also not happening. And secondly, perhaps when there is a fire, obviously there has to be people around the fire, perhaps I can go there, I can get some coal so that I can start my own fire, or perhaps I may be able to find someone there that will direct us to the road. And hence Musa alayhi salatu wasalam makes this obvious to his family. La'alli atikum minha biqabas, you remain here, I may be able to get a live ember, or ajidu ala nari huda, or going to the fire, finding someone around the fire, I may be able to inquire about the road. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts this picture of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in just this one part of the ayah, but the understanding is very, very clear that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is in a state of extreme concern, concern about his family, concern about the road, concerned about reaching Egypt, and of course the danger on the road. Inshallah, we'll continue. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.